Chapter 13. The Strategy. Once we were well rested and refreshed, we decided to seek the king's counsel as to our next move. After a long while in the king's presence, Matthew heard Paragon suggest they spend a little more time until oneness occurred. Not fully understanding Paragon's request, the four light-bearer warriors joined as one in the spirit in the king's presence. This movement to oneness causes the spirit to grow larger than the physical limitations that usually govern things in the land of Adama. The unity forged united the four into one. Then the king drew the protectors together and they merged into a single divine covering. This covering does not allow for any unclean human action or thought to enter. For the moment, the light-bearers are free of the land of Adama as they experience a taste of what life will be like once they cross the bridge into the king's land. This metamorphosis forces the individual light within each of them to become fused together to make one single light. This united light of the four warriors is 100 times more powerful than a single light. Words are not found in the land of Adama to fully describe the phenomenon. This fusion of light is rarely experienced any more in the land of Adama. Over the past few centuries, the number of light-bearer warriors has decreased to an alarming level. The reasons are as numerous as the stars in the night sky. Yet, one prevailing force is to blame, Lord Reason. However, Lord Reason, along with his henchmen, cannot force the evil upon a single light-bearer. Unless, of course, the evil offered is fashioned into an enticing pleasure that is not easily refused. If left to itself, this evil will be joined by more evil. Eventually, Lord Reason will saturate the person with his presence. Knowing and giving approval, the light-bearer's internal light, which was given by Prince Shai, will be surrendered. The darkness that follows will be an eternal one. The deceptive trickery utilized by Lord Reason is not like a massive thunderstorm with powerful winds whose presence is well known. It is not like a frontal assault by an opposing army. Lord Reason's tactics are different. He is silent and deadly, always looking for the perfect opportunity to seduce the light-bearer with his poison. Our enemy uses a military strategy that focuses more on asymmetrical warfare of deception than conventional methods. A plague of termites versus a thunderstorm. This type of warfare is useful to Lord Reason. Although light-bearers have a clear military advantage, they often fail to seek the king's presence or direction in the midst of a battle. This gives Lord Reason an advantage he would not have otherwise. I guess you can say that Lord Reason's army operates much like the termite army in that it seeks to destroy the soul of the human. Like the termite, he operates in secret and out of sight. Yet, the damage is seldom noticed until the house is all but destroyed. Lord Reason's stealthy assault is what prevents many light-bearers from uniting to create a fusion of light. This is most tragic. Unless there is a fusion of light among several light-bearers, the humans that are still enslaved to Lord Reason have little opportunity for freedom. As the four young light-bearer warriors join their individual lights to form a single, united light, a fusion of light occurs. As a direct result, not only are more protectors drawn into the battle from the king's land, but Prince Shai joins them. After the right amount of time has passed, the king reveals his plan to defeat the rogue henchmen. Kalen, Carter, Matthew, and Jimmy. Although exhausted from the encounter with the king's presence, are refreshed by Guardian, Paladin, Paragon, and Exemplar. With the exception of Kalen, the other three had not had an ongoing relationship with their protectors. Although their protectors were present throughout their lives, the light-bearer was not aware of it. I'm not sure why, but having a personal relationship with one's protector is rare. This was not the case with Kalen. She has personally known her protector, Guardian, for most of her life. After the fusion of light was completed, she shared with the others how it was not uncommon for Guardian to sit on her bed at night and massage her feet and ankles. At other times, Guardian would touch her hair. Although, unlike humans, protectors are neither male nor female. They may take on either male or female human form. Guardian appeared to Kaelin as a female protector. Two distinctly different entities, a human and an angel, are placed together as each one seeks to fulfill the King's master plan. Only King Avi understands the full extent of this interplay. Lord Reason's henchmen may also take on human form. It has been recorded in the War Manual of times when they actually interbred with humans. This is a story for another day. Since the first day in the cave, all four of us have become very acquainted with our protectors. We have become educated, via the Fast Track, about how a protector's duties and the life of the Lightbearer to which the protector is assigned are an interwoven mosaic of spiritual and temporal that is unique to the King's plan. Carter suggested that they have a substantial meal and then get a few hours of rest. They all knew that every fiber of strength would be needed for the next battle. Matthew, while sitting next to Carter, asked quietly if she was feeling the same thing that he was. Though it was dark, she looked into his eyes, searching for emotion that he was feeling. Softly, she said, "I think so." A few feet away, Jimmy, aware of their conversation, added, "The battle belongs to the King. He will win." However, based on the stories I've read in the War Manual, at times, there are casualties. Lightbearer warriors die in conflicts like this one. Kaelin spoke hope through the conversation. This life, the here and now, is but a drop of water compared to an entire ocean of water. Tomorrow, if one, or if all of us, fall in battle, the next step we take will be to cross the bridge to the King's land. We'll dive into an ocean of life. After a brief pause, she added, "This battle is why we were chosen. It may be why we were born." Feeling Guardian's hand upon her shoulder, "My hope and peace is secure in knowing that we are exactly where the King has placed us. Our strategy was given to us directly from him. As we enter the battle tomorrow, remember this, there will be more of us than of them." Feeling encouraged as he gathered up the trash and secured it in his bag, Jimmy said, "From the day each of us was given the light from Prince Shai, and every day since, we have been preparing for this. We are one with each other, we are one with our protectors, and most importantly, we are one in the King." Before long, the sound softened and sleep was enjoyed. End of chapter 13.